The Last Word on Today FM with Matt Cooper.
Now, how have your spending habits changed during COVID-19? Are you spending the same amounts of money or significantly less? Are you spending on different things? Well, Charlie Weston, our personal finance expert, is away on holidays, but we're delighted that Siobhan Maguire, the consumer journalist, is able to join us for our weekly Money Spot. Siobhan, thank you very much for joining us. Now, I understand there's been a new report published this week on spending online since lockdown restrictions were lifted. So what does this tell us about the reopening of shops and whether people have returned to shopping there or have continued with the online alternative?
Good afternoon, Matt. Yeah, so we've got quite a few reports coming out at the moment. And the one this week from N26, the mobile bank, basically tells us that our lockdown habits are sticking, that the way we shop, the habits we formed during lockdown have continued on post-lockdown. Now, what this actually means is that we have an average transaction value that's up 19%. On pre-lockdown spending. So that means that we would have spent €31 perhaps on a transaction in pre-lockdown. During lockdown, afterwards, we're now spending around €37. We're also less reliant on cash. We're making more online transactions. And in terms of that kind of generational split, the 35 to 44-year-olds are shopping more online versus pre-lockdown. And indeed, the baby boomers, those we often think are less familiar with shopping online, we're doing more, 17% more were shopping online during lockdown.
Now, how did our spending habits change when we went into lockdown in March? What sort of things were we buying more of and less of?
Right, so the focus very much turned towards being a little bit nicer to yourself, Matt, when we all got stuck in lockdown. Prior to that, we would have been a little bit more cautious with our money. But the online spending trend has been going up and up in Ireland in the last couple of years. I think it was anticipated that we would spend around €111 billion this year. And just in terms of online spending, in last year, it was €16 billion. So what we were buying during lockdown initially was the sports equipment, the board games, the loungewear, so we could be as comfortable as possible at home, and of course beauty products, things like hair dyes would have sold out on lots and lots of websites. And then the online grocery shopping, of course, became a huge phenomenon. And that is something that has stuck since we've come out of lockdown as well. Kantar published results recently that showed a 123% increase in terms of what we were shopping. And if we look, if we kind of dissect the grocery shopping market, Matt, we can see that our tendency was to kind of buy more alcohol. Purchases were up 76%. Confectionery spending increased by 35%. And things that went down were actually sun cream by 66%. And unfortunately, deodorant sales by 15%.
Okay, it'll be interesting to see what happens now, though, that the shops are back open. It's been suggested to me that things like clothes in particular, that there mightn't be quite the same amount purchased because people aren't going to the office, so they may not need new good clothes to go to the office, or they're not having as many nights out, so they won't be buying the clothes that they might have wanted to go if they were out at a nice restaurant or if they were going partying or going to a gigs or whatever.
And that's exactly it, Matt. You know, we have the central bank releasing some figures that a lot of us were saving so much money during lockdown. But the fact was, we weren't spending our money on stuff we usually would, like, you know, going towards school expenses or creche fees or even going out, as you quite rightly point out. DPD Ireland released some figures last week, very interesting. They showed that, now they're the courier company, and they averaged 730,000 parcel deliveries per week during May and June. Now, just that to bring you back to the clothing aspect of that, deliveries of clothing were still 45% higher than in July of last year. So there's nothing to suggest that we're buying less clothes. I think this time of the year is all about sales, whether it's online or in physical shops. So, of course, we're going to be buying more clothes if they're cheaper to buy.
I wonder, though, the things that suddenly became popular, did they maintain their popularity? You mentioned, for example, sports equipment for home. I tried to buy gym equipment in the early days of the lockdown. None of the stuff I wanted was available. didn't buy it, I'm not sure I'd bother now because I'm back in the gym.
Well, exactly. That's it. So sales have fallen in relation to sports equipment. However, loungewear has continued to be very, very popular. I think it's just the fact that people are working at home and, you know, whether you have to have the shirt and tie on for the Skype or Zoom call, you can still have your comfy tracksuit bottoms on at the bottom. So I do think that it's kind of changed in that sense. But we're also kind of looking a little bit more towards self-care, Matt. PwC had a good report out in July, and they found that the pandemic has basically changed the way we shop, the way we live, the way we take care of our health. They polled 4,500 consumers in 9 countries and found that over a third of people expect to spend less in the months ahead. And again, that comes back to, you know, kind of worrying about finances and worrying about, whether their jobs will be safe. But as well as that, they know they're not going to have the social events, therefore they will be spending less money. And other interesting findings in that particular report was that our love for online shopping is here to stay. It's as popular as ever, and a lot more of us are very comfortable making the purchases just from our smartphone.
Something very interesting Ian Guider was telling us about on the show last night was that Domino's Pizzas has actually seen a fall in the amount of sales in the first 6 months of the year, which surprised some people on the basis that they thought deliveries of Domino's might have gone up in pizzas. But maybe it was a question of people doing more of their own home cooking when they were at home rather than buying material in. And yet at the same stage, it seems that an awful lot of emphasis has been put by these food apps on adding restaurants to their particular offerings.
Exactly, yeah. There's a couple of things at play here. So in relation to Domino's, they put a stop on their collections. So it was delivery only during lockdown. And collections would have been very popular in terms of people just going and collecting the food themselves. So that was one little thing. But then you do look at the other side of it, and these food platforms such as Deliveroo, Matt, they brought out figures last week that showed that 600 new Irish restaurants had joined the site, bringing the number to 1,800 during lockdown. And that was basically because restaurants were forced to close, and those who didn't have a takeaway option, a lot of the mid to high-end restaurants couldn't do this, and they had to think out of the box, sign up to the platform and start allowing for their food to be delivered as a takeaway option. And that proved really successful.
I wonder how many people are actually in a financially better off position as a result of their changed lifestyle. We have a listener here who says, I've almost stopped going to the pub, go once a week now, no drinking at home. Once I bought the gym, heavy bag, skipping ropes, we're all now at least doing 2 hours a day training and swimming in the sea. We're eating less junk food and we're cooking together. Best thing that happened to us. We're delighted. We're saving €200 plus a week, says this listener.
Yeah, and that tallies with what the PwC report found, that people have a greater interest in self-care, that over half of their respondents reported to be more focused on taking care of their mental health, their physical health and their diet. But not only that, they felt they were becoming more socially and environmentally conscious because of the pandemic and just having a general feeling of being kinder to everybody.
We better leave it there. Siobhan McGuire, thank you very much for being with us here on The Last Word of Today FM.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Listen live, on air, from 4:30 weekdays on Today FM.